Hey, this is John Lee Dumas from EO Fire, and you're listening to Elective Rotation with Pharmacy Joe. You must be prepared to ignite.
What's up, Pharmacy Nation? I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for listening to the Elective Rotation, a critical care pharmacy podcast. This is episode 37. In this episode, I'll discuss an article about prolonged empiric antibiotic therapy in adult ICUs, answer a drug information question about eosinophilic nephritis, and share a 4T score calculator. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode37. If you know someone who would find this podcast helpful, please share it with them. The Pharmacy Nation Slack group is a free group with other pharmacists from around the world collaborating with each other using real-time messaging to help better care for patients. I invite you to join me and the 100-plus other Pharmacy Nation members there. You can sign up at pharmacynation.org. The article I'd like to share today is titled "A Multi-Center Evaluation of Prolonged Empiric Antibiotic Therapy in Adult ICUs in the United States." The lead author, a pharmacist, Zachariah Thomas, and it was published in Critical Care Medicine, December 2015 edition. The background for this article: antibiotics, we know they decrease morbidity, mortality, and healthcare costs when given to treat infection, but they increase morbidity, mortality, and healthcare costs, and even antibiotic resistance when given in the absence of infection. The purpose of this study was to determine the rate of prolonged empiric antibiotic therapy in adult ICUs in the United States. The secondary objective was to examine the relationship between the prolonged empiric antibiotic therapy rate and certain ICU characteristics. This was a multi-center, prospective, observational, 72-hour snapshot study in 67 ICUs from 32 hospitals across the United States. The results of the study were prolonged empiric antibiotic therapy, which was defined as empiric antibiotics that continued for at least 72 hours in the absence of adjudicated infection. The prolonged empiric antibiotic therapy rate was determined as the ratio of the total number of empiric antibiotics continued for at least 72 hours divided by the total number of empiric antibiotics. A total of 660 unique antibiotics were prescribed as empiric therapy to 364 patients. Of the empiric antibiotics, 50% were continued for at least 72 hours in instances where CDC infection criteria were not met. Suspected pneumonia accounted for approximately 60% of empiric antibiotic use. The most frequently prescribed empiric antibiotics were vancomycin and piperacillin tazobactam. That's not a surprise. I'd say it's probably the same at my ICU. ICUs that utilized invasive techniques for the diagnosis of ventilator-associated pneumonia had lower rates of prolonged empiric antibiotic therapy than those that did not, at 45 versus 60%. No other institutional factors were significantly associated with prolonged empiric antibiotic therapy rate. The authors concluded that 50% of all empiric antibiotics ordered in critically ill patients were continued for at least 72 hours in absence of adjudicated infection. Now, 50% seems like an alarmingly high rate and raises some questions. When does empiric antibiotic therapy become inappropriate? Determining this is especially challenging in the sickest of patients who have not responded yet to any therapies. Do they need a little bit more time, or should antibiotics be discontinued altogether? I'm very interested in performing an analysis similar to this study of patients in my ICU to see where we stand. I'll give a preemptive shout out to pharmacy student Allison and pharmacy resident John, who'll be helping me figure this out. The drug information question for this episode comes from an ID physician. If my patient developed nephritis and eosinophilia from meropenem, can I switch them to piperacillin tazobactam? And my answer, I'd avoid it if you can. An 81-year-old female with a left knee implant infection due to Enterobacter erogenes developed eosinophilic nephritis after treatment with meropenem. This particular bug had a challenging resistance pattern. I've got it all detailed in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode37. But in short, it was resistant to everything except for gentamicin, Bactrim, meropenem, tetracyclines, and had an intermediate sensitivity to piperacillin tazobactam. Now, the ID physician was contemplating using piptazo despite the intermediate resistance profile. Eosinophilic nephritis from beta-lactam antibiotics is IgG-mediated, and the possibility of cross-reactivity does exist. I was able to locate a case report, which I have linked in the show notes, of a patient who developed nephritis from Zosyn and appeared to have a cross-sensitivity reaction to meropenem. So going the opposite direction than our patient would have been going. So given that information, we decided not to use piperacillin tazobactam. That left us with gentamicin, Bactrim, and tetracyclines. Given the nephrotoxicity risk from gentamicin and Bactrim, the ID physician elected to use tigecycline. Now, as much as I typically avoid using tigecycline, this did seem like the best choice for this particular patient. In episode 35, I shared with you a resource for evaluating drug-induced thrombocytopenia. To complement that resource, I have made a calculator for determining the 4T score. The 4T score is a way to calculate the pretest probability that a patient has heparin-induced thrombocytopenia. You can find this and other calculators at pharmacyjoe.com/calculators. If you would like to learn more about pretest probability and the sensitivity and specificity of tests, listen to episode 23, which you can find at pharmacyjoe.com/episode23. I'm putting together a course on how to start a medical podcast so that other medical professionals can bring their knowledge, expertise, and voice to the world of podcasting. To learn more about the course and to sign up to be notified when it is available, head over to howtostartamedicalpodcast.com. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.